testing.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again today. Do you see this? This is a potty for a child. Mm-hmm. See that? All together there. Yeah. Do you know anybody who uses one of these? Have you ever used one of these? I did when I was a child. Now I use a bigger toilet. And I think I'll just show you mine. I'll take this child's potty and this book that I brought into the bathroom with me, and I'll just show you my toilet. Come along. Now, here's my toilet. And I'll just put this one down here so that we can compare them. See? This one's the one I use now. And here is the child's potty. You know, it's a very important time in children's lives when they're able to start going to the potty all by themselves. Are you able to go to the potty yourself? That's a big gift, you know. Well, I brought this book with me today. It's a book about going to the potty. And I think the bathroom is a good place to read it. It's called The Potty Book. As a matter of fact, here, I just wanted you to see a little girl and her dad, and they have a potty chair there. Yeah. Okay, here we go. The potty book. I'm going to need my glasses. Here. When babies are little, there are many things they can't do by themselves. They can't get dressed by themselves. They can't even eat by themselves. There are lots of things their moms and dads need to do for them. Babies wear diapers, and some diapers are made of cloth and some are made of paper and plastic. Sometimes they feel warm and dry, but sometimes diapers get wet and messy and have to be changed. The paper diapers are thrown away. But the cloth diapers get washed and used again. Changing diapers is another way moms and dads take care of their children. When babies grow older, they begin to do lots of things by themselves. They learn how to feed themselves and how to wash and get dressed. They learn new ways to play, too. Sometimes they like to make pictures with crayons or with their hands and paint. Something else children learn as they grow is how to urinate and do bowel movements in the potty instead of in their diapers. Urine and BMs come out of our bodies There are things our bodies don't need. Oh, there's a picture that was on the cover. That's why moms and dads might like to give them a special kind of chair to begin with. It could be a seat that fits on the toilet. Now, it takes a while to get used to sitting on one of these special seats. At first, it may feel a little hard and cold. But that only lasts for a few minutes. And then, it feels fine. That little girl has her favorite toy with her there. And when you feel ready, you may be able to urinate and make BMs in the pot under the potty chair or right in the toilet. Children need to take their time about things like that. Learning to wipe yourself clean can be hard at first. Often moms and dads have to help with that for a while. When you first start trying to go to the potty, you may find it hard to get there on time. Some children wet or mess in their pants now and then before they really get used to going to the potty. Learning to stay clean and dry is one way to please your mom and dad and you. Look how pleased she is. It's a good feeling to know that moms and dads like helping their children to grow. There's so much to learn while they're growing, and everyone needs help from time to time. But soon, you may be wearing underpants and staying dry all day and all night, too. What's more, you'll have learned to do something new all by yourself, and you and the people who love you best can be really proud of the way you're growing. You know, when I was just starting to go to the potty myself, I remember my dad gave me some pennies. See if I have some pennies here. Yeah, I have a lot of pennies right there. My dad gave me some pennies like this. And I used to drop the pennies in a little bucket that I played with. It was a bucket kind of like this. Yeah. And I would drop the pennies in like this. As I was sitting on the toilet, I would just drop those pennies in. Somehow that helped me. I always remember that. Yeah. And I'll always remember the first time I sang the song, "You Can Never Go Down the Drain." My son seemed so relieved. You know, there are lots of drains in a bathroom. Oh, one of them is in a sink here. This little drain in the sink. See the water going down the drain? And there's one in the bathtub. Of course, there's one in the toilet. There's the drain there, and I'll just flush it. You can see it. See it going down? But no person could ever go down any of those drains. People are much too big to go down any bathroom drain. Let's sing that song together. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You're bigger than the water. You're bigger than the soap. You're much bigger than all the bubbles and bigger than your telescope. So you see, You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. The rain may go down, but you can't go down. You're bigger than any bathroom drain. You can never go down, can never go down, you can never go down the drain. It's important to remember that, especially when you're taking a bath or when you're sitting on a big people's toilet. You can never go down a bathroom drain. I think that's the phone ringing. I think it is. Yeah, take this in. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's no hurry. Well, thank you very much. Great timing. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. That was Mr. McFeely. He thinks he can bring us a videotape of people making toilets. I've wondered how people do that, and he said he'd bring it later. In the meantime, let's just have some make-believe. Trolley. Come on, trolley. Let's make believe that somebody has a toilet or a bucket or something like that, and Lady Aberlin helps him with it. All right? To the neighborhood of make believe, trolley.
Saying about this bucket?
Oh, nothing.
Well, it must be something if you're sad about it.
Oh, I thought my dad would like it.
You mean the bucket?
No, what I do with the bucket.
What do you do with it?
I go up there and I throw balls in it.
All the way up there?
Yes, and I'm very careful.
Would you show me how you do it?
Sure. You hold the bucket, and I'll get the balls. Are you ready?
Whenever you are.
Okay. Ball one.
Wonderful.
Ball two. Okay, watch this one. Uh-oh.
Niece Aberlin, I presume?
Correct. As usual, Uncle Friday.
And what are you doing to improve the universe this day?
Let's see. I'm appreciating the things that people send me through the air.
And what kind of things?
Oh, words and music and flying balls.
Did you say flying balls?
Yes, I did. You have very good ears, Uncle Friday.
Is Tuesday pitching those balls again? Where is he?
I guess he's gone. Your son is a phenomenal pitcher, Uncle Friday.
He should be involved in serious work, not pitching balls.
But the better he learns to pitch, the better he'll be able to do other work.
Too much foolishness around here. Farewell, Niece Aberlin.
Farewell, Uncle Friday. I trust that you'll remember that Tuesday is just a boy.
It's never too soon to learn to be a great man. Farewell.
Farewell.
See what I mean?
I do see. Well, I, for one, am very proud of your pitching. And whenever you need a catcher, I'm available.
Thank you, cousin. I'm going to school now.
Okay, see you later, Tuesday, and be of good courage.
Okay, thanks.
I wonder why Uncle Friday doesn't like pitching bucket balls.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo, Lady Avalon! Dear!
That sounds like Betty Okanuck Templeton.
Yoo-hoo, dear! Over at the museum!
It is Betty Okanuck Templeton. Why, Betty, how good to see you. Wonderful.
Do you know where Lainey is, hon?
Lady Elaine?
Yes. I've been calling her on the telephone for 3 days, and finally I just said to myself and anybody else who was close by, I just said, well, you've got to go see what's going on with Lainey. I mean, it's not like her not to answer her phone, especially when she has Kyle waiting in Ireland. You know what I mean, hon?
You haven't heard from Lady Elaine in 3 days?
Precisely. She didn't go away, did she, hon?
Oh, I don't think so. Lady Elaine? Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Lainey!
Lady Elaine, are you in there? Lady Elaine?
Lainey!
Lady Elaine?
Did you hear something?
Oh, Robert Kroll, you startled me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wondered if you lost something.
We can't find Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Really?
It's the strangest thing, Robert Troll. I've been trying to call Lainey low these many days and nights and all times in between, and, you know, with Kyle waiting and all, you'd think she'd answer, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, well, you mean she didn't answer?
No!
Well, I think I better talk to the people at the castle about this.
And Robert Troll and I can start knocking on all the doors inside this big place. You'll help me, won't you, Robert Troll?
Oh, sure. Sure, hon. I'll be glad to.
You know, when you're on a mission like this, you long for companionship, someone to talk with, and to share the gifts of budding friendship. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay then, hon. We'll get busy knocking on all these doors. See you, Lady A.
Farewell, and you will keep me posted, won't you?
I was just going to say that.
Oh, yes, good.
Okay.
Do.
All right, let's go, hon. We'll knock on all these doors.
I wonder where Lady Elaine is. Trolley, have you seen Lady Elaine Fairchild? We're all going to have to look for her. Oh, yes. Thank you, Trolley.
Where do you think Lady Elaine might be? Do you suppose she's hiding? Or maybe she went for a walk? You could make up your own story about that. Or anything else in make-believe, where anything can happen because it's all pretend. Do you ever pretend things? Well, I think we need to feed the fish. The fish are not pretend. No, the fish are real. And they need food. Beautiful fish. Let's look at them real quietly. Let's watch them go around and around. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, maybe it's Mr. McFeely. It is. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Delivery. Well, here's the tape that you wanted.
Thank you very much. How people make toilets. Now, these are regular size adult toilets.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Do you have time to watch it with us?
I do. I'll watch it with you, and I'll explain it to you as we watch.
Good. I've often wondered how people in factories make toilets.
This tape will show you how they do it.
Very good.
Alrighty.
We'll all watch together how people make toilets.
This man is putting funnels into molds that will help make the bottom part of the toilet.
Funnels?
That's right.
We'll be pouring things into the funnels, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Liquid clay. There it is.
Liquid clay.
That goes into those toilet molds.
Well, what's he doing here?
Well, he's checking the clay to make sure it's just right, not too thick and not too thin.
Is he weighing that?
That's right, that's what he's doing. He's weighing it just to be sure. Now the clay gets poured by this machine into the funnels, and then it goes down into the toilet mold.
It's like a double hose there, filling up the funnels.
Now, when the clay has dried, these men take the top of the mold off. There it goes. Next, the rim will be put on.
Is that the toilet in there?
Well, that's part of it.
What are they doing with it here?
They're putting on some very thick clay around the top edge of the bowl. It's like glue, and it will help hold the rim and the bowl of the toilet together. See, on go the rims.
Looks like they're molds, too.
Oh, that's right. Now they need to dry together.
The bowl and the rim dry together, huh?
Mm-hmm. And when the rim and the bowl are firmly together, the workers will take off the molds. First, the rim molds. And now, off with the rest of the mold. But first, they have to turn the whole thing upside down. Watch this.
They must be heavy.
No, they are. You see, first they take off the bottom part, and then the sides, one side, and then the other side.
Of the mold.
That's right.
Why are they wearing masks?
Oh, that's to protect their noses and mouths from the dust that's in the air.
Is it finished already?
Oh, not quite. Now they have to be glazed.
Glazed? You mean like painted?
Yes. The glaze gives the toilets their color and makes them smooth and shiny. This man uses a sprayer to put on the glaze. You know, he also wears a mask and safety glasses to keep the glaze from getting into his eyes, his nose, and his mouth.
And that's important.
It certainly is. And now the bowls go through this machine that sprays on more glaze all by itself.
And that's fun to watch.
It is.
Now they're traveling someplace else.
Mm-hmm. Now this man takes the bowls off this hanging carrier and loads them onto big cars that travel through the factory on tracks, sort of like trains. They load the car with toilet bowls. And push it into a kiln.
A kiln? That's like an oven, isn't it?
That's right. You see, the clay needs to be baked so that it will be strong and hard.
And they stay in there.
That's right.
A while, don't they?
Well, now they're coming out. And when the baking is finished and the toilets have had time to cool off, this man attaches the tank to the bowl. You'll see, there's the tank onto the bowl.
Well, the tank, that's the part that holds the water for the flushing.
That's right. Then he puts on the lid for the tank. And finally, the seat.
What's he doing now?
Well, he wants to make sure it flushes just right. He fills the tank with water from this pipe, and then he flushes.
Looks like it works just fine.
Oh, it does. And that's how people make toilets.
That is very interesting. So many things that go into making a toilet.
That's right.
Wow, thank you for that delivery, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I enjoy making speedy deliveries. In fact, that's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery.
You say a lot of speedies in that song.
A lot of speedies.
I wonder how many you say. Would you sing it again?
I'll sing and you count.
All right.
Here we go. That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery.
That's six.
Six speedy deliveries. Mm-hmm. Well, I have another one to make right now, so I'll just say see you around the neighborhood.
All right, Mr. McFeely, and thank you again.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.
That's what you get. That's what you get. Mr. McFeely's giving us lots of deliveries. There's so much to learn and so much to do in this world. You know, I'm very glad that you and I are neighbors and we can think and do a lot of things together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have lots of things to talk about and do together, don't we? What was it that I brought today? That little toilet. Yeah, the little potty. Where is it? I must take it back to its owner. And the book, too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.